The job commitments made in 2013, worth more than $2 billion to Indiana's economy, are expected to create more than 21,000 jobs in the state over the next several years. The expected jobs will pay a higher wage, nearly $22 an hour, than the state average, which is $20 an hour. The state is spending money to earn the job commitments via incentives such as tax credits, abatements, and grants, but Pence says that money is being well spent.
The overwhelming majority incentives the state of Indiana provides to businesses to invest and to grow in Indiana are based on when the jobs actually arrive.
House Minority Leader Scott Peleth says the state still isn't doing enough to help working-class Hoosiers. He points out that Indiana's per capita and median household incomes are below the national average, while the state's unemployment rate is higher than the national average. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.